Hello and welcome to Nick V Uncensored. Today we've got Melissa Redpill, and today we're going to be talking about the four horsemen of the apocalypse. Apparently, some people are pushing fear, and we're going to clear it all up today. I absolutely have no idea what this is about. I've never heard of it before. So this is great for Melissa to start from the beginning so we can find out exactly what she's talking about here.
Right.
Melissa, thank you so much for joining me.
Yeah.
How are you and what have you been up to?
Hey, Nick, I'm so glad to see you. I'm so glad to be here with you guys. And some of the folks are probably have heard about this, that's being pummeled out there. And unfortunately, the church is not helping. It's almost, you know, in my opinion, many of them have become what it's called the false prophet to really just pummel this fear. So I wanted to just clear all of that up. That's what, you know, I feel like my role is. So many times when I come on, I talk about, you know, the current events, but I've always put it in the light of, you know, what's really happening biblically in a very positive way compared to what a lot of folks are saying. So anyway, so I'm ready when
okay,
you are.
Let's get into it.
All right, let's share the screen. And for those of you who are not familiar, this is my website, freedomforce.live, freedomforce.live. And I have all the resources over there for absolutely free. I have, you know, over 1,000 videos over there, and you can do some research. The thing I would really encourage you to first do is go to freedomforce.live/endtimes, and then you'll see, you know, little clips where just, you know, making it super easy just to kind of get you started, kind of a tutorial. All right. And so where I'm talking and I'm just kind of explaining. So that's freedomforce.live/endtimes. And then you can also see what we've been doing. I mentioned this a little bit last time we were together, but I've written the book, hang on, let me see if I can lay my hands on it, the study guide. And we're going through that and we're doing a series together live. And so you can, I think we've done like 14 of them. So you can go and see that on the categories under the video categories. And so you can catch up with us. So this, the one I want to talk about today, because there's a lot of fear in fear mongering in the book of Revelation. And it is a daunting book. It is very scary. And, you know, my history is I've been teaching children Bible stories for years and years and years, you know, more than I care to say, lots and lots of years. And so it was a really great place for me to really, you know these things backwards and forwards, but I never touched the book of Revelation because I didn't understand it, and it wasn't really something to talk to the children about. And so the book of Revelation is also called the Apocalypse, okay? So the Apocalypse really actually means the, actually this is not the greatest definition. It says a very serious event resulting in great destruction or change. Okay, so there's that, and it's also just a revealing. I really think that Apocalypse means a revealing of the truth. And so what we're all going through is just this great revealing of the truth. And so when you think of apocalypse, you might think of some of these end times movies where things are blowing up and there's nuclear holocaust and then everything just is destroyed. And, you know, a lot of people teach that the Christians escape earth. You know, not every Christian denomination teaches that, but you know, the books and the movies have really focused on that the Christians escape and that everyone else burns in this whole terrible holocaust fireball. Okay, that's not it. So I'm just telling you the good news now is that is not what happens. Okay, so the thing I wanted to talk about today was the four horsemen, and a lot of people who are coming out and they'll say, oh, the white horse is coming out or the red horse is coming out. And so I want to just bring that down to where it's easy to understand and so that you're not, you know, led into this trap of fear. Immediately when you see someone fear mongering like that, then you can go, you know what, I'm just going to just not even pay attention. But I do encourage you to really study, because the Bible says there's a great blessing for those who do study. And so here's the chapter we're working on today, which is chapter 8 of the book of Revelation. I'm sorry, chapter 6 of the book of Revelation. It's chapter 8 in the book, and it's actually chapter 10 in the study guide. Anyway, this is what the study guide looks like. So you actually can go into all the detail, or you can just read the book, or you can actually get the audiobook on my channel too. All right, so I'm going to read to you a little bit about what it says in when it talks about this in the Bible. And I really encourage people, mostly how I learned was I did not go to a seminary, because unfortunately when you go to a seminary, it's like going to college, that is they teach it there to more as propaganda rather than teaching you how to think. And so whenever I read the word, I just read it for myself, and just God's spirit just helped me to understand. And anytime that you are actually, you know, teaching something, you really go in and you have to really learn it well so that you can teach others, right? And so that was really a great school for me. The best school for me was God. Just like with you guys, you are doing all this research online, and the best research, best tutor you have is God. He's just guiding you into the truth. And so as you just ask him to tell you what's the real truth and nothing but the truth. All right, so this is in Revelation chapter 6, and it's what's going to happen is there are these seals on this scroll, and you can't see, but behind me I've got, actually on my wall, you see this beautiful lion, and above the lion, it's in Revelation 5:5, it says, who's worthy to break the seals? Who is alone is worthy to do this? It's a hidden, imagine a scroll, something's written inside it, you can't know what it is, so you're like, who can break the seals and open this scroll? We want to know what's the truth. And you know, all of our lives we've been misled, and we've just been, you know, believing what we were told in school. Most of us believed what we were told by Big Pharma, but believed what we were told by the religious leaders, and so we, you know, that's what we were told. But now something different is happening, because we are not buying into what we were told. We're researching for ourselves. We're thinking for ourselves. And so it's not because we're smarter than someone else. It's just because God has touched your heart. He's touched my heart, and he's opened these things. He actually is breaking open that seal so you can look inside and read that scroll. I mean, isn't that exactly what we're experiencing, Nicholas? I mean, this is it. This is exactly what we're seeing. So here's the first seal that breaks. And the first seal, you see this horseman come out. Now, the first four seals of, it's actually going to be seven seals, but the first four are these four horsemen. And so that's what I'm talking about today. And so when I decode it for you, you'd be like, of course that's what it is. But you can see, you know, there's so much symbolism. It's very easy for someone to use that and force their thought process, their fear mongering onto that. Okay. And so I just don't want that to happen to you. So here it says in chapter 6, as I watched, the Lamb, which is our Lord Jesus, broke the first of the seven seals on the scroll. So again, you think of a scroll and it's got seven seals. What I mean by a seal is a piece of wax that's melted, and then the king would put his stamp, his signet ring on that seal, so no one was allowed to open that, and you know, except for the king's, you know, person, who had the authority to do that. And so this is because our Lord Jesus is the king of the world. He's the one who has the authority to open the scroll. So he's breaking these seals. So I heard one of the four living beings say with a voice of loud thunder, and I go into the four living beings. It's super cool. I'm not going to go into it now, but I go into that in the book and all on my website. It says, come. And I looked up and I saw a white horse standing there. Its rider carried a bow, and a crown was placed on his head. He rode out to win many battles and gain the victory. Okay, so the first thing you see is this white horse. And you're thinking, okay, let me see if I show you a picture. You can't see it in this one. This is more scary, whatever. This is more typical of what they're trying to do, scare us. But imagine a white horse. Normally you think the one on a white horse is someone, you know, coming to save the day. You know, it's going to be the good guy. Well, in this case, it's not. They carry a bow. In other words, they're coming to conquer, and they have a crown placed on their head. Not that they earned this crown or deserve the crown, but it was placed on their head. So that gives you a clue, right? If you're reading carefully, you're like, oh, okay, you start to see it. He rode out to win many battles and gain the victory. Again, you know, you think, oh, well, that's a good thing. Well, as we go along, you'll see that these four horsemen are not good. So you've got the white horse here. And what my understanding of this is all these horsemen are how the New World Order criminal cabal, this satanic criminal cabal, has been attacking humanity. And the first way is with this white horse, which is all their puppet leaders. This is their puppet leaders. I'm convinced that that's the case. This is their puppet leaders that they have installed. We have found out just here recently that USAID has been going in with our tax money, paying for all these color revolutions all over the world and installing their puppet leader, you know, causing this protest and causing all this mayhem so they can put in their people. A third of, was it a third? Was it two thirds? So, you know, a huge number of countries they've done this with the USAID money. All right, so does that make sense to you, Mr. Nicholas? Does that sound right to you?
It's making sense, yeah.
In that, I mean, now that you see it, you're like, you can't unsee it. And we also, you know, when I would first see this, I didn't understand what the seals were until I was awakened. Now that I'm awake and you're awake and all these people on your channel are awake, we all know what it was like before these things were unsealed. And now it's like this, it's makes all these things, have been revealed to us, right? So that's the first horse, the white horse. Now let's go on to, it might get a little bit bigger maybe. Yeah. Let's go on to the red horse. When the Lamb broke the second seal, I heard the second living being say, come. And then another horse appeared, a red one. So this is a red horse. Its rider was given a mighty sword and the authority to take peace from the earth. There was war and slaughter everywhere. So, of course, this is how they've tried to destroy humanity through war and bloodshed. Of course, we know that now. We know that. In the past, one of the reasons I didn't understand what this was about was because I thought wars were legit. I thought wars were being fought to see who, you know, have some kind of conflict. I didn't realize that the cabal controls both sides and that they use this to gain power and wealth and to kill people as a, you know, satanic sacrifice. We didn't know that.
And take land.
Exactly. Exactly. All of this. They just use this to garner all their power and just gather up power to themselves. And so this is the second way that we know the cabal has used to attack and enslave humanity is through war, right? By the way, this is these four horsemen are actually, I think, in the book of Ezekiel. I think it was. Anyway, we talked about that on our videos I was telling you about. You can see on this on all our group studies, and you can actually see it on my website, my Rumble, which is Red Pill the World, and you can see them there. Anyway, so this is this is many times in the Bible it will. You know, it won't just give you tell you something in one place. It'll tell you in multiple places. So a lot of people who go in, to try to read the Bible, if they don't have a thoroughgoing understanding, they can easily just pull something out of the air and it doesn't jibe with the rest of the Bible. Okay. I'm not saying don't read the Bible. I'm saying please do, but just understand that it's important that you have time under your belt and also a heart to tell the truth, because unfortunately the seminaries have been hijacked and controlled by these Soros type people. We saw that clearly with that woman who was, you know, in that, did you see that woman who was talking so rudely to President Trump that day at the, you know, that bishop lady?
I think so. Yeah,
yeah,
I do.
Yeah. That was, you know, that just gives you an idea. This is the beginning of revealing the false prophet. You know, a lot of people haven't realized, you know, we've been talking about the criminal cabal in the government, but not how they've, you know, hijacked the church and not just really any religious institution. They've hijacked Hinduism. They've hijacked Buddhism. They've hijacked Islam. They've hijacked all of it. All right. So to get it to, you know, they don't want anyone to reveal the truth. Yeah, that's why, you know, I keep getting, you know, I've been banned so many places. Anyway, so that's the second horse. Now the third horse is a black horse. Listen to this in verse 5. When the Lamb broke the third seal, I heard the third living being say, come. I looked and I saw a black horse, and its rider was holding a pair of scales in his hand. And I heard a voice from among the four living beings say, a loaf of wheat bread or three loaves of barley will cost a day's pay. And don't waste the olive oil and wine. So this is how they've manipulated our currency, how they've taken over the financial systems and to make us the, you know, enslaved in the have nots or the have nothings and have them where they have all the wealth. So that's what clearly that's how they've attacked humanity. No, everyone knows that now, how they've attacked the currency and just all the financial systems. So A loaf of wheat will cost, a wheat bread will cost a day's pay. I mean, that's basically where we are, where everybody is pinched down so much financially that it's hard to even buy some eggs. Of course, President Trump's going to fix it. He's just been in there a few weeks. Can y'all, give him a chance? Anyway, and don't waste the olive oil and wine. In other words, you can't waste anything because everybody is so tight on money. All right, so that's the third horse of the four horsemen. Now, the fourth horse, what do you think this one's going to be? Anybody want to guess? You want to guess, Nicholas? What else have they used to destroy us?
I'm not going to guess.
Okay. 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 Well, it'll make perfectly good sense
Big
when
farmer.
You see. You got it. You got it. How did you guess that? You did. You guessed it.
I saw disease. And
okay. Yeah. But now it makes perfectly good sense to us. I'm like, we just never imagined. We thought it was legit. We thought all this was legit. We never imagined that they were using this to literally destroy humanity. I'll read this one in verse 7. When the Lamb broke the fourth seal, I heard the fourth living being say, "Come." I looked up and I saw a horse whose color was pale green. That gives you a clue right there. When you're pale green, even the emojis, the pale green one, that's sickness. Its rider was named Death and his companion was the Grave. These two were given authority over one-fourth of the earth to kill with the sword and famine and disease and wild animals. So this is what they've clearly been doing. Now, it's not just, I think it's, yes, Big Pharma, but it's also the things that they've done where there's so much lack that people don't have the things that they need, and they're literally famine in places when, of course, there is no need for such a thing as that. In this world, in this modern day, there's no need for anyone to have famine. And then, of course, they use this with as we've just recently learned about the USAID, how they're using this to, we need to go help the poor children who are starving, but they're using it not to help the children, right? So there's that way that they kill with the sword, just with I think violence in the streets, and then the wild animals. You remember how President Trump called the cartels, the Trinidad, wild animals, and Nancy Pelosi was all upset. How could you? How could you call them wild animals? I really think it refers back to this, these wild people. I don't think it's about, I'm not really afraid of a bear coming and getting me. People, that's not the normal, the normal thing that people are afraid of. I think it's just this people have become so demonic and wild that they will, it's just, as President Trump has said, they torture people and they enjoy it. It's just awful, 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 awful. So this is the fourth way that they have attacked humanity. And the point about the four horsemen and the unsealing is not that this is just now starting to happen, but that this is how they have been attacking us for all this time. And now we realize it. That's the point. These four horsemen are, as I was saying before, the puppet leaders, all the financial manipulation,
the whole
yes.
system of the cabal that's been
exactly.
controlling us for decades. So
yes.
You mentioned that you've got Christians talking about it today who've got the wrong idea of it, fear mongering.
Right. Yes.
How are they looking at it?
Okay, so they'll come out and say, "Oh, see, this horseman is coming out right now to destroy humanity." Okay, and they're saying, "Oh, just be afraid because this horseman is coming out to take this war and cause war and slaughter everywhere." Okay, and I'm not saying that the wars are not horrible and legit. I'm not saying that these are not. It's literally happening. Clearly they are, all these four ways are happening. The pale horse or, the COVID was this, basically the pale horse doing that. But the point is, it's not that they're coming out right now. The point of this is that we're now, it's being revealed what they've been doing. Okay. We now understand
right.
it. We see through it now. We understand who it is. They've been doing it for a long time, and now we see through it, and now we're fighting them. Okay?
Why does it say on the yellow at the bottom on verse 9 about the fifth one?
Okay, so here's the fifth seal. Like I said, there's seven seals. So those are the first four are the four horsemen. So there's the fifth seal.
Got it.
And so here on the fifth seal, imagine, thankfully I didn't die when I was poisoned. Remember a couple years ago I got poisoned and the Lord saved me, and miraculously, I go into that on my website, but it's really amazing. I'm so thankful. But you know, if I had died, you know, and then I realized when I get to heaven, I'd be like, they killed me. You know, I'm mad because they killed me. You know, and I don't mind dying. I'd say, you know, if I die of them, I'm in heaven and everything's going to be great. But I just don't want them to kill me. That will tick me off forever if they kill me. That's, won't, you know, I've got to stay alive because I don't want to give them the satisfaction. So verse 9 says, when the lamb broke the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of all who had been martyred for the word of God and for being faithful to their testimony. They shouted to the Lord saying, "Oh, sovereign Lord, holy and true, how long before you judge the people who belong to this world?" And in other words, because we belong to heaven. We belong to the higher things, okay? And when you think of the earth dwellers as the ones who belong to the demonic, right? It's just a way the Bible talks. Anyway, and avenge our blood for what they have done to us. This is what we're working on. Is there people who've died in the COVID who were killed literally by the cabal? Now we know it. It wasn't just a pandemic. This was a weapon against humanity. All the slaughter that they've done, right? We know that now. We know that. And so not everybody knows it, but a lot of people are waking up to it. And so we're wanting vengeance. You know, they're wanting vengeance in heaven, and we're wanting vengeance. And President Trump says, "I'm your retribution." This is what, you know, after we realize from these four horsemen that they are the ones who are intentionally attacking humanity, we want retribution. Does that make sense now? I mean, that just makes so much sense to me now. And I hope that really is a big blessing to you guys so that you realize this is not anything new. They've been attacking humanity for all this time. And we don't have to be afraid, because the point is, when the revealing happens, when the apocalypse happens, which is the unveiling of all this truth, is the day of their destruction. It's the day of
their... Maybe that's why they call it... That's why they've changed the meaning of what exactly apocalypse is, because it's an apocalypse or a disaster for them.
Exactly. And that's exactly true. You know, my book, as I always talk about, you know, it says end times and 1,000 years of peace. It's the end times for them. It's the end for them. Absolutely. And no doubt. But they want it to be, when you think of the word apocalypse, they want you to be afraid. They don't want you to think of it as an unveiling of truth. They don't want you to think that at all. Yes. But that's the truth, the true meaning of apocalypse. Okay, so then it's got, where's the sixth seal? Okay, here's the sixth seal. This is an interesting one. It says that when the lamb broke the sixth seal, there was a great earthquake. And so I won't read the whole thing, but anyway, it says, everyone, the king of the earth, the kings of the earth, the rulers, the generals, the wealthy, the powerful, the every slave and free, all hid in the caves and among the rocks of the hills, of the mountains. And they cried to the mountains and to the rocks, "Fall on us and hide us from the face of the one who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of their wrath has come, and who is able to survive?" So everybody, who are we going after? We're not going after, you know, who are the ones who are being punished? It's the rulers, the ones at the top of the pyramid.
Yeah, the traitors.
Exactly, exactly. And they're saying, you know, we've got to hide from this vengeance that we know is coming. The people realize that we have been doing this to them now, okay? All of our lives, we just thought, oh, we trusted the doctors and we trusted the schools and then we trusted the government, we trusted the, you know, the leaders, and we didn't realize that they were our very enemies. And I'm not saying every doctor, okay, guys? I'm talking about the ones at the top.
Yeah, there's, you know, there's lots of good people in all of these institutions that believe that the system is there for us, and it should be there for us, and they're innocent, and right. That's why then some of them haven't accepted or have seen the corruption,
right?
But it's the people at the very top, absolutely,
right? And like, I think that, for example, RFK just now coming in as now our Secretary of Health, he is going to expose how the AMA has been doing the wrong things, and the big pharma and the pesticides and all these things. And so then all these people who maybe have been part of that and didn't realize, either they didn't realize or they just didn't have any power to overcome this control, then they will then be able to give the proper treatment to the people. They'll have the proper protocols. They'll have the proper things to put on the food so instead of the pesticides and all these things. So anyway, so I'm...
How about all these undercover stories you hear about, you know, the cancer, you know, the cure to cancer, and they killed the person who invented it, or they killed the person
exactly.
that invented cars that could be run on water, not oil. This will take billions of dollars away from these big,
Absolutely.
Giant companies.
Absolutely.
And they're traitors.
Absolutely.
Because they're there to enrich themselves, not us.
Absolutely. Yep. That's exactly what's happening. And so now they realize that we're onto it. We realize how they've lied to us in 1,000 different ways, just like you're saying, and that they realize that we're wanting retribution because we've had loved ones who've died over, they literally killed them. They literally killed them.
Yeah.
So with this, you know, through the media. So anyway, so back to just a quick review. It's through they've attacked us through, we know this, through the puppet leaders, through the financial, through the wars, through all the financial devastation, and through the disease. And now we're calling for vengeance. And now they are scared to pieces because they realize that we're going to get retribution. So that's the real truth about the four horsemen. So don't be afraid. Be excited because you've lived to see the day when they're being exposed. The last seventh seal, and we can maybe do this one next time, is as soon as the seventh seal, because seven is a big number in the Bible, mm-hmm. a number of completion. So when the seventh seal is broken, then out come seven golden trumpets. They were all these angels, these seven angels were given seven trumpets. So that's what we can do next time. Or you can go on my channel, like I said, and watch the video there if you want to and understand, okay, what's the seven trumpets? Because again, that's how they use this for a lot of fear mongering. But yeah, that's what I wanted to tell today. So I hope you enjoyed that. I hope that it made a lot of sense. Don't forget, you can go
Absolutely.
To freedomforce.live and get more information on end times, one word, ENDTIMES. And you can watch, like I said, so many videos that we've been doing the whole lesson, or you can join us on Saturdays at 10:30 Central, and we are going through it, and you want to kind of do your homework every week, and you can go on Amazon End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace study guide, and you can get the study guide and do your homework. There's actually an answer key, but I really encourage you, if you're going to do it, go through you might want to read the book. What I would encourage you to do is read the book and then go through the study guide, and it will help you when you go through the mental gyrations, you know, the machinations in your mind. It will force you to learn, because sometimes if you just listen to me or any teacher, if you don't do the quote the homework, you don't really get it down in your gut, right? And so I would encourage you to do that and do the study. And now, like I said, you can listen to the audiobook right here. Audiobooks are right here. So I hope that was helpful for those of you who have been hearing some of that fear mongering.
That was. And Melissa, I really enjoyed that. Thank you very much. It was something different that I've never heard before, but thank you very much. And everyone, you can follow me on X at Nick Veniamin. And Melissa, we'll speak again very
yeah,
soon.
Let's
you
pray.
Take care.
Yeah, let's pray. Let's pray real quick.
Let's pray.
Can we? Thank you so much, Lord, for the truth that you are touching everyone's heart. I thank you for everyone on Nicholas's show that are just, you've just spoken to us. We've heard your voice. You've unsealed all this information for us in 1,000 different things, and they can't stop it because you are the one who is helping us to understand these things. I thank you for just the blessing of being able to share all this information and for each one of us to learn from each other all the truth that you have for us. And we just ask you to continue to bless RFK, President Trump, all these ones on the front lines so that we can have this beautiful place of peace and wealth and health for everyone. We just thank you and we love you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Thank
Amen.
You for having me.
Thank you very much, Melissa. I'll speak to you soon. Thank you.
Okay.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Bye.